anyone. He can handle your husband. He can handle your wife. He can handle your kids. He can handle your pastor. He can handle the person who gives you grief. He can handle your ex-mate, the person who made all those promises and broke most of them. He can even handle your enemy. He can handle the most intimidating situation because in the hand of the Lord, any heart is like water. Esther walks in that confidence. Look at her. She doesn't cringe and cower. She stands. Esther stood in front of the king's rooms. The king saw Esther, the queen, standing. She's not trembling. Though she's doing what she's never done before, she is standing tall, confident in the Lord. And when the king saw her standing in the court, she obtained favor in his sight, and he extended his golden scepter to her. Remember, without that gesture from the king, she would die. And now, confident, she touches the top of the scepter, making a connection with the king. Then the king said to her, "What is troubling you, Queen Esther? And what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it will be given you." Esther chapter 5, verse 3. I love that. Esther doesn't know what to expect, and the king says simply, "What's on your mind? What's troubling you?" In fact, he goes further. He says, "What can I do for you? Name it. There's no limit. It's yours." Now, this is her moment to bring down the roof on Haman. But she doesn't, not now. This is a wise woman who understands the value of timing. She isn't in a hurry, nor is she revengeful. You know why? She has been waiting on the Lord. We get in a hurry when we don't wait on the Lord. We jump ahead and do rash things. We shoot from the hip. We run off at the mouth, saying things that we later regret. But when we have sufficiently waited on the Lord, he gets full control of our spirit. At such moments, we're like a glove, and his hand is moving us wherever he pleases. Having known that experience, I can testify there's nothing to compare it to. It's marvelous. And look at her response. This is beautiful. And Esther said, "If it please the king, may the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him." Esther chapter 5, verse 4. Isn't that incredible? While she has been fasting, she has also been preparing a banquet. That represents enormous control. If you have ever dieted, you know what I'm talking about. God was at work in the waiting, filling her thoughts with a plan. Give a banquet, invite Haman, and here's what you need to say. When you wait on the Lord, you don't have to sit in a corner contemplating your navel or walk around in a day's humming sweet hour of prayer. You don't have to go out on a hillside, eat birdseed, and strum a guitar. You don't have to wear a robe and live in a hut in Tibet for the winter. Sometimes, of course, you need to sit down quietly by yourself, alone with the Lord, for a time of quietness. Solitude and silence are wonderful when nourishing our souls. But mostly, you go right on with your business. You press on with your regular activities. You just focus more fully on the Lord in the midst of it. You stay preoccupied with him. You think his thoughts. You recall words from his book that you've memorized. You feed your soul his manna. Notice what Esther doesn't do. She doesn't point a finger at Haman. She doesn't rush ahead and tell the king what is troubling her. She doesn't play on his emotions or try to manipulate him by bursting into tears. She very calmly says, without frenzy or sobs, "I've planned a banquet, and I'd love to have you and Haman attend." "Great idea," the king says. "Banquets are my thing." She knew that. Then the king said, "Bring Haman quickly, that we may do as Esther desires." So the king and Haman came to the banquet which Esther had prepared. Esther chapter 5, verse 5. The king may rule the kingdom of Persia, and Haman may sign edicts with the king's official seal, but it is the Lord who is in control of this entire situation. And in the nucleus of his divine plan, Esther becomes invincible. Esther must have been sitting there thinking, "Isn't God great? I could have lost my head. Instead, here they are at this banquet I've prepared. The plan is working beautifully. What a surprise." God is full of surprises, but it takes a sensitive spirit to see them, to be jolted by them. Too many Christians are lulled into languor. Some can warble all the Christian songs and recite all the right Bible verses and quote this preacher and that teacher, but their Christian lives down deep inside are jaded. Are you in that condition? When that happens, you become calloused and insensitive, and you're in for a life of boredom and mediocrity. How tragic for that to happen. The walk of faith is designed to be a walk of adventure, filled with periodic and delightful surprises.